And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios, and this is what you got right here. Rock Cod Rick and Pete Gray. We are going to have open phones today, an unusual day for us, and talk about anything you want to talk about in fishing here. Ask us whatever you want, within reason, of course. And we're giving away a couple of great prizes, too. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and at the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip. But the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com.
One of my favorite things about fishing, in addition to hooking up a nice yellowfin, is a chance to meet great people. And when I run into someone that served our country or a local hero that has served our community, I make it a point to say thank you. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealer would like to show their gratitude by offering all first responders, active military personnel, veterans, and retirees a special appreciation bonus on top of current offers available on a new Ford car, truck, or SUV. It's your Ford dealer's way of saying thank you. Thank you to all first responders and military personnel for your service to us all. When duty calls, when disaster strikes, when others are in need, they go first, and they deserve to be recognized. To learn more about this special appreciation bonus, go to FordHonorsTheHeroes.com. That's FordHonorsTheHeroes.com. Or simply stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a little different show today.
Yes, indeed. Let's introduce our guest. Yeah, you're talking to him right
here. Yeah. I'd like to introduce you to Pete Gray.
Yeah, I'd like to introduce you to Rock Cod Rick Maxa. So we had a change in our schedule this morning and just decided, you know what? We haven't done a show just Rick and myself.
Hanging
so
out.
That's what we're doing this morning. It's us. We're talking fishing and certainly plenty of fishing talk about, right?
You're not kidding, dude. It's been crazy. We were talking about it yesterday. it's still not the time when we start tuna fishing yet. You know, think about that. It's 4th of July is tomorrow. That's when you start going to look for offshore tuna.
Bill Poole, he said, fire the fireworks off, right?
Yeah, shoot the fireworks, go look for tuna. Well, we've been catching tuna steady since April. You know, we caught the first tuna on the new Parker this year. We caught on April Fool's Day, April 1st.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's
July 3rd right now, and we've had steady fishing all year long. It's been awesome, man.
Unbelievable. And this bluefin tuna fishing is just mountains of bluefin tuna available for us to take and look at, mostly look at, right?
I was going to say the same thing. It's been the best bluefin tuna watching I've ever seen.
And some epic stories
that
people are telling about these amazing battles and some won, some lost.
That's a good point. And we hear that, you know, getting to hear in the shop every day. Unfortunately, you do hear more stories of woe than you do stories of victory, because these are giant ones. You know, it's just this is long-range caliber of fishing in our backyard. And that's one thing we try. You know, guys will come to the shop so bummed out. Oh, my God, I hooked my fish of a lifetime, and I pulled on it for 2 hours, and I lost it, and I just can't believe it. And big fish fishing goes that way. I mean, you don't get them all, period. Like, if you do everything perfect, if you rig your gear perfect, and you have fresh Seaguar fluorocarbon, you got good power pro line, you got everything, you do everything right, you have a shot at getting one. You know what I mean? Like, if you do one thing wrong, you're out. And if you do everything right, then you have a chance. By no means a guarantee. It just happens. They're giant ones, man. They get away.
I talked to my friend Dave Pfeiffer from Shimano yesterday. They hooked 5 on Friday.
Get out of here.
Got one. Yeah.
Some of the best fishermen, you know, Dave is as
good
as
the best gear.
Exactly.
And the most detailed gear you'll ever use. Yeah, Robbie Gant pulled on one for an hour and a half and pulled the hook on it.
Just
all popper fish.
Really?
So they're back up on the poppers.
So rad, man.
Cool,
it's so rad.
And then you read about this article that, hey, I got to tell you, my buddy Bryce Miller from the San Diego Union Tribune, just a great guy and a great addition to San Diego news media. Worth checking out the San Diego Union Tribune just for his creative writing. He wrote an article. It's a title on the front page of the sports section today. Fishtail Well Worth Telling, and it's about these guys in, what is it, 18-foot boat?
So for rad, man. Good for them. Yeah. Three young guys in a skiff going out and pulling on giant ones. And I read the article, too. It was awesome. Bryce did a really, really nice job.
240 for 8 hours?
So they had a 136 like a couple days before. The trio went back out and pulled on a 240, passed the rod around for 3 hours at a time, got it.
Into the night, riding it.
Into the night. And then yesterday got a 212
same
or a 217. Same group of three dudes in a whatever it is, 18-foot skiff. Yeah, 212 or 217. I forget what it was, but it was unreal, man.
Yeah, amazing story. It's really, really well done. And San Diego Union Tribune, check it out today about bluefin tuna. But there's stories like you in the Tackle Store hear stories like that every day.
Literally every single day. And it's been fun. It's been really fun in the tackle shop because, you know, big fish fishing, we're Fisherman's Landing. Big fish fishing is what we do. You know, we're the epicenter where every long-range boat leaves from is in our backyard. So that's kind of our forte. So all of the boys in the shop, none of them are a stranger to big fish rigging. So it's been cool to kind of get to, you know, showcase some of what we got, because now we have big fish in the backyard. So, you know, changing the gear to make it right for this big fish. Like you're talking about popper fishing. You know, these poppers aren't made to catch cows. You know, they're definitely strong and they're all good, but all of them can be done better. So, you know, our boys changing hooks and changing rings and crimping heavy leaders and changing lines and changing top shots. And it's been really fun getting to, you know, showcase our long range skills while fishing 20 miles from home.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is if you are lucky enough to get one of those bites, you want to make sure that you have the best chance to land that fish.
Exactly. That you're right. You know, guys will see us rigging poppers, and that's exactly what we'll say. Well, do I need to do that? Like, do you need to do it? No. You know, most of what we're catching is 50 to 90 pounds, and this thing is going to be perfect for that. But you for sure have a shot at catching a cow, and if you want to put, you know, every duck in the row, then yeah, let's make this thing as legit as possible.
And a cow would be considered a fish over 200.
Over 200,
pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, for example, one that the guys were written on in the 18-foot skiff. They get two of them.
Cow. It's two cows.
In an 18-foot skiff.
Two cows.
When has that ever happened?
So rad.
Captain Buzz Brizendine from the Prowler, what do you think of that, Buzz?
You know, I was listening to you guys. Good morning, Rick and Pete. I was listening to you guys, and I just couldn't stand it. I had to chime in here. Yesterday afternoon, we're on the backside of the 302 watching breezers and shiners several spots up at the same time. It was straight 100 to 200-pound-plus fish just absolutely out there on display. And finally, we hooked one on a popper. And perfect tackle, and it just went away.
They go away. Yeah. That's how it goes. They go away.
Especially on a popper, if they don't get the whole thing, right? A lot of times they'll inhale that thing, and you certainly hope they do because they kind of choke on it, and it's easier to land, right?
This one came up from behind, and I just don't think he got it all. He was going so fast, it was a minute before we caught up to him.
Wow. That's so crazy. And think about that, too. Like, we're so – when Buzz brings the boat in every morning, like, he's always trying to catch my eye. Like, I was good. Yeah, did you go out this week? Yeah, I caught this. And, you know, this fishing, like, it turns a guy like Buzz into a kid. You know, he'd joke about it every morning. Like, you wouldn't believe what I saw out there. And this is Captain Buzz. You've seen it all. But it's just – what's going on right now is just – it's unbelievable.
It was something, and it really is. And after that, not too long, we slid in on a spot of catchable yellowfin tuna, probably 15 to 20 pounders, and caught a couple. So that
was nice to see.
That's good news.
That's 70
really
degree water.
How much?
70 yesterday, middle of the afternoon.
Okay, that's getting right there. So what's your thought, Buzz? You've seen a lot of years. You've seen a lot of fish. What's going to happen here? What's the scenario?
Well, you know, everything's coming about, and I think like Rick mentioned a few minutes ago, you know, it's still only the 4th of July, and it, as great as last year was, we were still kind of getting tuned up this time last year, so I definitely think the best is yet to come.
We didn't really have this grade of tuna around this early, right?
Well, you know, I think a lot of this stuff is leftovers that has got another year's growth on it. Mm-hmm. That's why a lot of that stuff that was a buck and a half or thereabouts last year is now 200 plus.
Wow. So pretty crazy. Amazing. So what's going to happen on the Prowler?
This evening we got a one-day overnight trip, light load, definite go, and we're going to go back out and do battle with the bruisers again.
Wow. And behind the 302 where you saw that spot, it's very, very easy to get to and very close on a one-day trip.
Yeah, and there was the same thing seen in two other places that were equally easy to get to. So that's part of the plan anyway.
Back in time to get the catch the big bay boom on the San Diego Bay?
Well, if not time to actually see it, it's a pretty spectacular thing coming in from the west.
Oh, daddy. Yeah, I would almost think you'd want it. Yeah, you'd want it. Yes. You'd see every fireworks show on the coast.
Let's just hang out right here.
No,
that's cool, Buzz.
That'd be good. So that's out of Fisherman's Landing tonight. And you got a light load?
Yes, we do. We have a light load. And
nice.
I'd say the best thing to do if you wanted information or reservations would be to give the landing a call at 221-8500. That's area code 619, and ask for the Prowler.
And weather looks pretty darn good, too.
There was a report from the grounds this morning. It's just grease out there this morning.
Hey, let me ask you, Buzz. Speaking of that, it seems like this bluefin's getting a little bit more with it when it is a little flatter. Is there any way to correlate that?
Gosh, I don't know right off the top of my head, but it sounds good, and I hope so, especially in light of tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, well, go get them, Buzz, and we'll look forward to the report the following week. Go get it. Happy 4th of July, and I hope you load the boat with big bluefin and yellowfin tomorrow.
Okay, well, have a good show, and happy 4th to you guys. Talk
Thanks,
to you later.
Buzz.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Well, hey, there you go. As you can hear, we welcome calls like that. If there's other captains out there listening to us that have a story to tell, this is what this show today is all about.
Yeah, today's just going to be a fun one. We want to hear from everybody. We want to hear from you. If you want to ask a question, if you want to, you want information about a place you've been wanting to go fishing, or you want to tell us a fishing story, whatever it is, this is going to be a fun show, a unique show, and we just want to have your participation. It's going to be a blast. We're just going to kick back and have some fun and talk some fishing while we're at it. So if you want to get through this morning, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. There's two ways that you can reach us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, it's 858 877-457-1090. That's the local number. Or you can reach us on our toll-free line. That one's 877-792-1090. Again, one more time, 877-792-1090. Not only can we be telling stories, talking fun, talking fishing, we are also giving away two really cool prizes. And, you know, the other thing that's been so cool about the fishing this year is, just like you were talking with Buzz, how close it is. And there's been no question, this has been the best year ever for lifetime trophies in three-quarter day range. I mean, how many hundred pounders has the San Diego caught this year? A bunch. I mean, a bunch. So in lieu of that, we're giving away a couple of three-quarter day trips, and we're pretty excited to do this. We're giving away 2 3-quarter days at the end of the show today on what undoubtedly is one of the best and certainly going to be equally as fantastic of a ride. 2 3-quarter day trips today, one to go fishing with Captain Ryan Boston on the San Diego, having an unbelievable year. We're really excited to hear about that. And then another lucky caller is going to win a trip on the brand new Liberty, which we're going to hear a little bit later in the show. We got some very exciting news about the Liberty, because it is time to go fishing on that beautiful new ride. So we're going to be talking all kinds of fishing. Again, giving away a three-quarter day on the San Diego, giving away another three-quarter day on the Liberty. Plus, we're talking fishing, having fun. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these 4 questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
Time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar. Your next fishing trip, especially with 200-pound bluefin around, you got to have a Power Pro advantage.
Power Pro is, I mean, it's necessity at this point. You know, if we're trying to do things that you're not supposed to do with reels of our size, and Power Pro is the link that's allowing us to do that. It's a much thinner diameter line that gives you the strength that still casts well. That's one thing we don't really talk about in our Power Pro spot all the time, is how well Power Pro casts. It is a much rounder spectra than most of the other lines out there. It comes off the reel a lot easier. It doesn't catch. It allows you to make a cast with a popper, but still hold enough line on your reel to take a big fish and have the strength to pull on it.
You bet. Whether it's standard Power Pro or the new Max Quattro, it's amazing how much distance you can get.
It's the best there is.
From a Power Pro style line. So check it out. Power Pro at your favorite tackle store, or check out powerpro.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have 3 generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. And we really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandAero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Lanero. We love families.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are actually packing up really solid, but if you want to get through, there is an open phone line right now, and it's on our local line. It's 858 area code 457-1090.
All right, there you go, and I have a chance to win a trip on the Liberty, which will be debuting very soon. We're going to find out later on the show.
Nope.
Bitched about when. And the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, Captain Ryan Boston, always on the fish.
Oh, I mean, literally always on. I'm excited to hear. I know they're kind of in that transition of doing a little offshore, also looking at some yellowtail. And one thing that we should definitely mention, too, you know, when any three-quarter day trip, whether it be the San Diego or the Liberty, is going fishing on the coast, fishing the Cornell Islands, the passport thing did not go away. And I know we've talked about it 100 times, but let's hear it for the 101st time. If you haven't got your passport yet, don't miss out on what can be rad coastal fishing. Just
yes.
Go make your appointment on Tuesday this week, because Monday, just make
it
happen.
Get your passport card, too, and you can put it in your wallet, and you're good.
Done.
Yeah. Hey, Michael Schweitz from the International Federation of Fly Fishers. Good morning, Michael. The Southwest Council.
Good morning,
the world's
guys. How are
longest
you?
Name in history.
It is the longest name.
What's up, Michael?
It is.
Yeah.
I actually have a new business card. It's 10 inches long.
Well, just to put the name on there, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
So what's going on with the fly fishing world these days?
Yeah.
Things are good, you know. Right now the Sierras are getting good. The beach fishing is improving with the water warming up. I'd love to get offshore so we can get after some of these tuna. Haven't had a chance to yet, but it's all good.
You know, I was in contact with Whitney up in Mammoth Lakes this past week, and their optimism for the fall up in the Sierras this year, just because of the water, is really, really high.
Yeah. Yes, it's great. And that's actually, we've got, and we'll start doing some things on your show about the fly fishing fair that we've got up there in October, and doing that because it's a perfect time to be up there.
Oh, yeah. It's such a great time up in this area. And so lots to, and I'm actually getting my fly rod out and headed to Katmai Lodge here on Tuesday. So I'm hopefully pulling on some 30-inch trout up there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Send some photos. Tweet those over to us.
Okay, you got it.
Send all those things. We need to see it.
Yes, indeed. I hope
I have a question for you. Something that I've always wondered about. You know, in fly fishing, with our long name of the Southwest Council and all that stuff, there's like 25 clubs that we have throughout Southern California, running all the way up to Carson City and Nevada and, San Luis Obispo. But we teach fly fishing through all the clubs and through some of the retailers and things like that. And I've always wondered what goes on, and I do miss out on this because I'm not part of that industry as much. What goes on in the conventional side about teaching people how to fish or anything like that?
Well, that's a very good question,
It is,
And there perhaps should be more of that. There's a lot of clubs around.
Some great clubs around.
Yeah, from Los Angeles, Orange County, but they don't really do a lot of, they do a lot of seminars, which is good, but you're talking about like hands-on instruction, like learning to cast, learning to hook a bait, learning to selection of lures and such like that, right?
Even more of the basics, it becomes an interesting thing for me. And I'm not trying to do a shameless plug for my business. I'm a contractor. I'm in people's homes, and I talk to them as I talk to anybody. And there's so many people that I have talked to, especially younger couples, that say, I used to go fishing, or I've always wanted to try fishing. Where do I go? And, I've been friends with a lot of guys in L.A. Rod and Reel for years, and I asked them one time, I said, what happens if somebody walks into your club and says, I've always wondered about fishing. Can you teach me? And the guys in the club said, I don't think anybody's ever done that.
And that's a very good point. So maybe we should put a challenge out to Southern California clubs as to maybe – try and we certainly all need this. We need to do some outreach. I know, with Friends of Rollo, we're trying to do some outreach, taking kids fishing and turning them onto the ocean and what's going on there. But it should go beyond that, maybe, and teach people like the fly, taking a lesson from the fly guys and put a rod in their hand and say, let me help you become hooked on fishing, right?
Yeah. I know that a lot of the events that they do are down at the docks and down at the landings that I hear about, you know, the various ones, especially down in San Diego. And I know for the council, some of the events that we've gone to, you know, are like, you know, there's an event here in the San Fernando Valley that my club went to for a long time called Concerts in the Park, which was on Sundays. And we would just show up on Sundays while they were doing these concerts in the afternoon and have a casting area. And we had like 300 people that came up and we were like, you know, we were just doing some basic stuff with them.
That's cool.
Right. So it's interesting to think about going outside of where we're all used to going.
I like the idea. That's yeah, cool. I mean, you know, certainly you go to the Fred Hall shows in Long Beach and Del Mar, and soon to be Bakersfield, and there's a ton of information and lessons and even hands-on fishing at the Fred Hall.
But we're all
looking
for that.
You kind of have to be a fisherman
yeah, sure.
when you go to Fred Hall, right?
Right.
What you're
right.
talking about is going to locations where the people maybe aren't fishing, but they're kind of curious about it. It's like, what's going on over there?
And right.
That's a great idea, Michael. I think we'll put a little challenge out there to local clubs to try and do some outreach at various summer concerts or venues that are not fishing events and try and recruit more people into the world.
Well, you got the ear of everybody down here, so we'll leave that up to you.
Well, all right. Well, we're looking
cool,
forward
Michael.
To just give us the dates of those of that great the great fair, the
fair.
Southwest.
This will be our fifth annual
fair with an E.
The fair with an E, F-A-I-R-E. It's October 14th through the 16th in Bishop at the fairgrounds up there.
Okay.
And we're lining up right now classes to teach, just as we were talking about, to teach for people that have never fly fished and to take the established fly angler and get them better. And all that good stuff. And, you know, we both know being up there in Bishop in October is absolutely delightful. It's cooler. It's,
awesome.
It's beautiful colors and... You're out of Los Angeles and San Diego and just out of Southern California up in the Sierras. It's wonderful.
It's a different world right in our own backyard, right?
Yep, yep,
yeah.
Right there.
All right, Michael, if we want more information on the Southwest Council, you guys have a great website.
Yeah, we have the website is SWCIFFF3F.org, and everything's right there.
All right, very good, Michael. We'll talk to you real soon. Thanks for the hints.
You guys have a great 4th. Take care.
Thanks,
you
Michael.
Too. All right. Our good buddy, Jeff Mariani from Cedros Tackles on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, you guys. How you doing over there? Happy 4th to everyone.
Yeah, you too, bro.
Weekend, huh?
Thank you, thank you. It's a quick report. I hear this great bluefin tuna action, and I'm super stoked. I'm on the Shogun on the 12th for a day and a halfer. So
nice. That was a good call. Those guys are bluefin killers.
Yeah, it looks like I'll be into these fish around here. Just got back from the island a couple days ago. Fishing down there is really good, too. No tuna, but we're on the kayaks hanging close to the island. I'm sure they're around there. Maybe on the next trip, take a look around on the pond or something like that. But we had a great thresher shark bite one day. We had 5 fish on the kayaks, all on surface iron. Really fun times. Yeah, it was really really exciting. And we got into some good yellows, too. I caught a 38-pound yellow fishing for calicos on the Warblade, believe it or not.
Oh, no.
Over
what?
At Wiley.
A 38-pounder?
38-pound.
Oh, my gosh.
After we let it. Yeah, on the Warblade and my spinning tackle, believe it or not.
Oh.
Fishing for calicos over at Wiley. Wiley was absolutely on fire, Pete. We had a great about 4 to 5 hour session over there. And calicos to 8 pounds, lots of 3s and 5s. The guys were just going nuts. We had Okuma down there, John Britz from Okuma. He was having a great time. We had Adrian from IGFA just taking photos of all of our stuff. It was insane. Doug Olander from Sport Fishing Magazine, he was having a great time. They just
That's so cool.
It was just really, really fun. Obviously, he's not comparing with the bluefin tuna and stuff like that we got around here, but 72-degree water on the front side of the island. It's really, really it's just alive. Tons of bait down there. Absolutely tons of bait.
Oh, that is getting me so pumped up right now.
Ricky's going to Cedros Adventures here at the end of the month. And, yeah.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
Jeff. That just sounds awesome.
It just sounds like
a
lot of big yellow.
You're going to have a great time. Absolutely. Have a great, great time.
So I know our trip, our Cedros Tackle trip is sold out. But do you have any spots available coming up if somebody wants to go experience this amazing creation that you've done down on Cedros Island, fishing from a kayak and both sides of the island and fishing from pongas and such like that? Do you have any spots available?
Absolutely. There's definitely some spots in August and September available. We've been getting lots of calls, lots of people interested, wondering what's going on down there. Everyone understands, you know, we're brand new, so we're trying to get it all figured out, and we're doing the word out there and bring good guys down with you guys. And we got Ron Lane coming down with three guys a month again. So.
Yeah, you're breaking up there a little bit there, Jeff, but I'll tell you what, if you want more information, cedrostackle.com for more information. Or, Jeff, they can call you, right?
Yep, you can give me a call directly, 760-412-2507. I can get you all the info and get you hooked up.
All right, it's a great operation. I've been there, done that, and I can't wait to go back. Cedros Tackle, fishing from the kayak for – how big was that grouper that you caught off the kayak?
Right?
Yeah, so that's all that stuff's turned in, pending world record, 108.6-pound broomtail grouper off the yak and surface iron.
Okay,
so,
how did you get a certified scale down there?
So what we did, the scale was not certified at the time that we did all the weighing. We videoed everything. Kevin Nakata was right on top of it. We called IGFA before we even started the process and talked to them. They told us exactly what to do. And then I ended up, it was a brand new digital scale that one of the stores had down there. So I actually purchased the scale from them, from the guy. We put it on the plane and I brought it home. Spoke to IGFA the day that I got back. They asked me to bring it down to a lady named Giselia down there in Mira Mesa, brought it to her, and it's certified dead nuts on. And so they're recognizing it as a certified scale. I turned in all the line that I was supposed to turn in, and we turned in all the video photographs and all that stuff to them.
Wow.
So they are taking a look at it right now. They're breaking the line and doing all the testing they need to do, but they said it's it looks really, really good for a certification. So we're really excited.
Rad Fay record off the kayak at Cedros Tackle. Wow. Good for you, Jeff. A lot of good stuff there happening at Cedros Tackle, and you certainly deserve it. You worked for it, and it's a great operation. Thanks for the call this morning.
Happy 4th of July, you guys. Have a good
Jeff.
One.
Same to you. Appreciate that. All right, phones are packed, Rick. They want to talk.
Well, with that, I think we should mention, too, I know you talked about it yesterday real quick, that, you know, if a guy wants to go to Cedros, I know Ryan's trip, we had three spots that were still left open. I know mine had one spot, and that got filled yesterday.
Oh, it did get
it
filled
did.
Yesterday.
Yep.
Okay.
Our buddy Ken in Long Beach.
Okay.
Like, by the time I got to my car, there was a text on my phone, give me Jeff's number. I need that spot. So ours is gone. But I do know there's three spots open, and obviously you heard from Jeff how good that fishing is at Cedros right now.
You talk about August, middle of, to end of August there.
August 22 through August 26. I mean, as peak of prime time as you could possibly get.
You fly down Monday, you fish Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you fly back Friday. It's at Cedros Adventures that you eat well, you sleep well, you dine well. I mean,
exactly.
It's just, and you fish in the best boats on Cedros Island.
And fishing with Ryan and Grant are super fun. There's a really good group. You know, the group that is already there is a really fun, really good group of guys to go fishing with. I mean, it's just, that would be such a perfect trip.
CedrosAdventures.com is where you want to go.
That's it.
Check it out and grab one of those spots because they will be gone.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, like you said, it they'll be gone regardless just because it's peak time, but just to get to go fishing with a bunch of really good guys is a pretty rad bonus. So say enough.
No doubt. Get on it. Hey, let's jump into those phones.
They are absolutely full. We're going to start it off with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on the phones on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys, good morning. Thanks for taking my call, and happy 4th of July to both you, Rick, and Pete, and everybody listening out there.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to call in. I had a question, but I also have a comment. Had a chance to go out on the Searcher here last week and just started thinking about how lucky we all really are to have, you know, San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet, all the quality boats, all the quality tackle shops, and all the other businesses that are associated with it. And had a blast. It wasn't a catching trip, unfortunately, but it was a great time. We had Jack and Gary from Accurate on board, and, you know, lots of stories, lots of laughs, and I just feel so blessed and so fortunate to be able to call you guys on a Saturday and Sunday morning, talk about fishing until I can be out on a boat. So I just wanted to share that with everybody. And then also, please, anyone that's out there that is not part of CCA California, get involved. We talked a lot about that on the boat. Some people hadn't heard about it, and we really need to take care of our industry. We need to take care of our sport. And no one's going to do it if we don't.
No doubt about it. And CCA is a proven national organization. We're just getting started here in California, and it's going to be the guys that are going to help us keep our rights to go fishing, period. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in CCA right now, artificial reefs and just a bunch of issues. There's so many new issues, and new ones are going to pop up too. So that's a very, very good message. Everybody who listens to this show, and certainly everybody who has friends that fish, should encourage them to be a part of CCA.
Absolutely.
CCACal.org. You can link that right on our Let's Talk Hookup website, hookup1090.com. Good message, and hope you get out and get them next time, Don.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Got a quick question on a hook, if you got a second.
Go ahead.
Always.
One thing I've noticed here recently in fishing with sardines is I like to nose hook, but I've noticed a lot of times that the hook turns around and actually catches the sardine in the eye, which just obviously doesn't allow it to free swim. What may I be doing wrong?
Sometimes with your super sharp hooks, they have a tendency of doing that a little bit more. Sometimes you are a little, you would be a little too far back. So if you get in that real killer kind of translucent cartilage piece of the nose, it's a harder part of the bait where you're putting the hook through. And if it's in that more hard part of the kind of snout there, it's going to hold the hook better. If you're a little farther back, the farther back you go towards the eye, it gets a little bit softer, and it allows a little more wiggle room for the hook to move around. So I would say maybe just try pushing your hook a little bit farther forward than you have been, because it'll be in the slightly more cartilage-y, I don't know what you would call it, but a little harder part of the bait, which will hold the hook a little better and not allow it to kind of slop around on you as bad.
There you go. Good luck. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, one thing I forgot to mention when we were talking about Sejo's Tackle is the our YouTube channel. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on YouTube. But the easiest way to find it is go to hookup1090.com, top right corner. You can link to all our social media. And I did that view and story about our trip to Sejo's Island at Sejo's Tackle with the kayaks and such like that. It's on our YouTube channel. And you can check out kind of an aerial view. I took a drone down there.
So cool.
Of Wiley, which is the fish camp that Jeff was talking about, that you drive over, you take the trailers over and drive over on the other side. You can kind of get the general feel of what it's like at Cedros. But right now it's on steroids because we were there pre-season,
right,
when the water was still cold and it was a little breezy and such. Now you hear how good it is. You can imagine what it would be like to fish in those kayaks and those remote zones right now.
What must it have been like hooking a 38-pound yellow on spinning gear while fishing for calico bass and getting it?
Whoa.
And getting it.
On a warblade.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Afrin's got to be stoked about that.
That's so cool.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Well, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hi, Rick.
Hi, John.
Things are coming alive at Leonero, huh?
They are, yeah. After last year, you know, it's just really pleasant to really have some real good, solid fishing. It's been improving, you know. About 6 weeks ago, the water started changing and really changing off the El Nino and getting back to normal. And what we're seeing now is very, very normal water temperatures. Some of it actually a little even cooler than normal. Big range of water temps right now, 80 to 86 degree water, depending where you are. A lot of real hot spots. There's a lot of temp breaks to work. It's sure working for the fishing, too, having this mixed water out in front. It's clear and flat, and we're getting afternoon breezes. Easterly breezes are normal for this time of year. The weather's been beautiful, too. You know, I know it's been hot in San Diego and throughout the United States, but it's been unusually cool for us. Crazy as that sounds. Cool mornings, still mornings in the 70s, low 70s, and highs in the high 80s during the day. It's very, very nice, very pleasant weather now, still not hot at all. And the fishing's been good, guys. The fishing has been good. The billfish really picked up over the last couple weeks. Quite a few blue marlin mixed in there, some sorties, too. I've heard of three or four per week for the last 2 weeks are being pulled out, swordfish. Quite a few blues for this time of year, more than I've heard. If somebody's still looking for billfish, you know, they're going to, and they get out on them, they're going to release four or five a day. They're both north and south. There's a lot of them around right at the moment. Everything seems to be eating the red tuna crab. There's red tuna crab everywhere out there. And so, and the tuna are here, of course, biting on it as well and making for a little slower bite on them. The yellowfin are outside south, southeast, 20 to 30 miles outside, quite a ways outside. Huge schools of porpoise out there, some big tuna in them. They're full of red crab, too. Picky biters, you know, up and down under the schools. If you stay with the schools long enough, they're going to produce for you for sure. As you know, Omar Greyer caught a 311-pounder, which is the biggest one this year. But there's been quite a few hundred-pounders taken out of those schools, and they seem to be going for those darker Rapalas. Rapalas have been the bait of the year, because the wahoo have been taking those consistently, too, and we've had a good wahoo bite this year. Anyway, they're outside, and they're a long ways outside, and it's a long ride, and if you get lucky, you get a big fish out of those porpoise. A little more dependable and consistent are the tuna inside south, and I'm talking 20 or I'm talking about 10 miles south of Enoramus, 1 to 3 miles off the beach on the drop-offs, yellowfin football-sized to 20-pound fish, taking hoochies. They love in the young, chunk squid, pardon me, too. A good consistent bite on the yellowfin all week. Dorado around, too, you know, and I have to say we've caught more Dorado this year so far than we've caught all year last year. No real big fish yet. A few big fish mixed in, a few bulls north, but lots of smaller fish, and they're fast growers, and that's a good sign, so I'm looking forward to an improved Dorado bite over the course of the year as they start growing and getting a little bit bigger. There's quite a few fish around, too, and so people are taking those. There were some of the larger bulls taken this week off the Shark Boys off of Pescadero, so that was good, too. Wahoo bite continues, you know. It's been about two or three months of the Wahoo bite, and that's as long as I can remember.
That's awesome.
It is, and
you got the Dorado Shoe, the Van Wormer Resorts Dorado Shootout coming up, which you're going to fish in, right? So
Absolutely. They've
got to be happy that it doesn't look like a 15-pound, 12-pound Dorado is going to take
no.
it this year.
No, they're going to do better than that. That's for sure.
You hear that, yeah. Don? You're going to have to catch a big one this year if you're going to Rancho.
Hey, the money's the money, guys.
That's right, buddy.
Don, you win, whatever the size.
That's it, for sure. Well, hey, John, if somebody wants to come to Rancho Llanero, I know
Let me finish now. Inside is good, too. The big rooster fish are back. 60-pounders are common this week.
Nice.
I had to tell you guys. Yeah,
that's
a lot of
60-pounders.
Big fish around. And they're catching gobs and gobs of barred and dogtooth pargo. If you're fishing the bottom, they're loving that chunk of squid. They're really going for that. And some real, real big amberjack taken, too. 60-pounders are pretty common. We saw quite a few of those for people that are fishing the bottom, too.
Wow.
So overall, real, real good fishing.
Good fishing. It's back to what it should be.
The East Cape is back.
Yeah.
Finally, after last year, we're enjoying it, I tell you.
I know it's a busy time of the year, John. Are there any spots available to come fish
for Rancho
Llanero?
Yeah, starting right now through the rest of the season, we've got rooms available, and we're anxious to have everybody come down and enjoy this good fishing and good weather as well.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, how do we get a hold of you? We want to book a room, and flights are cheap right now. You can get down there and enjoy 3 or 4 days of paradise just right in our own backyard. Here.
Exactly. Lots of options. Don't forget Valaris out of Tijuana now. You can actually get $200 round trip all day long.
Jeez, cross the bridge.
Crazy, yeah, man. Not bad. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLanero.com. And we're doing a much better job with the photos, too. We're trying to load the photos at least every other day and show everybody what we're up to.
All right, John. Nice to hear from you. Thanks for the report. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Nice talking to you guys. Right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Fish
Fishing is a lifestyle for many of us, and what you wear on your feet is a big part of that. So I like to live aloha and wear Olakai premium footwear. Every pair is created with the Hawaiian culture and heritage in mind, plus unique details and features. Olakai sandals are the best I've ever worn because they are based on the feeling of your bare foot in wet sand for a natural heel cup and arch support. Nothing could be more comfortable and good for your feet. Olakai makes footwear for any time of day or night. My favorite Olakai sandals are the Ohana. Water resistant and great for the beach or the boat. My everyday Olakai is the Noheya Mesh. So comfortable and you barely know you have them on. And for a night on the town, I choose the Maloa. They look great and feel amazing. Share your aloha with Olakai crew by following them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Olakai and tagging your photos with hashtag anywhere aloha. Olakai premium footwear is now available at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Dana Landing, and other fine tackle stores or at olakai.com.
Hey, I'll tell you what, it's time to gear up for big fish, and if you're going after big bluefin tuna on a popper, there's two reels you need to have in your arsenal.
Man, there's two pretty darn good ones that Shimano has. Those guys break the mold on everything, and spinning tackle available for big fish is one of the things they've done. No question, everybody knows the greatest reel ever created for taking big fish on spin tackle is the Stella. It's as good as they come, highest-end features, crazy drag, crazy power, and it is the best they come. But it's not in a budget that necessarily all of us can afford, but it is the best when you want it. Well, last year they came out with another reel that is very close to Stella performance in a budget that a lot of us can handle, and that's the new Twin Power. You get a lot of very similar features, all the drag, all the torque, the great power, the great casting, the smoothness, but in a reel that is, you know, frankly, a little easier for a lot of us to deal with. So check those out, Twin Power and Stella, at your local tackle store. If you want some more information, I highly encourage you, go into a good shop, talk to the boys about it. They'll dial you in on all the features and decide what's right for you.
There you go. Twin Power and Stella from Shimano.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Rin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fish report, and more, check out TeamJenRin.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the 2016 All-Star Game. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. If you want to get the finest and absolute best fish processing while you wait from your local, your long-range trip, your private boat trip, it's Fisherman's Processing, and they have taken San Diego Processing to an all-new level with superior service, superior products, and those killer innovations that they always keep coming up with, like pre-booking your processing orders and those awesome tuna burgers. If you want more information, you can friend them on Facebook or check out fishermansprocessing.com for more details.
All right, Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Great to have you in the studio last week. That was a fun show.
That was really fun.
Yeah, I had a good time down there with you guys. Good to see you for sure.
What's going on at Dana Wharf?
Well, we had a really good week up here. You know, the water both warmed up and it cleaned up really nice up in our area. And it really kicked things off big time. You know, starting close to home, the calico bass fishing this last week was phenomenal. Pre-spawn mode for sure, but these things are biting. Really good fly line sardine fishing as the calico have been up. They've been really active with that warmer water. And along with that fly line sardine, the surface iron getting bit big time, hard baits, rubber lures. These things were just, they were chewing. And along with that calico bass, we're seeing some little bit of bonito kind of filtered in the last couple of days, some 3 to 5 pound bonito along some of the kelp lines there as well. So kind of good little shot of something different. And we're seeing a little bit of yellowtail, a smaller fish kind of making their way into our accounts too. But this yellow isn't all small fish. There's been some good schools of you know, better grade 20 to 30 pound fish roaming certain spots you know, that we like to fish, little areas of kelp and whatnot. On Thursday, the real fun just got set up on his morning half day trip and got flashed by one of these schools of the bigger fish. Had a big school anchovy pushed up against the boat, and they got owned by these things. So they weren't ready for them. You know, they set up for bass fishing, and, you know, you got 20, 30-pound yellows rolling around in your chum line. They made quick work of the anglers. But, you know, guys come prepared and you're able to get that bait out and you're, you know, set up for it. You certainly have a shot at it. So, off the beach a day or two this week, also, we saw some good sign. Big spots of yellows on kelps. The stuff didn't bite. The amount of anchovy out there right now is everyone's just staggering. So those fish are pretty keyed in and locked up on that stuff. But, as it settles in, you know, the last couple of days that we have been out there, we've seen it consistently. So it's just a matter of time before that stuff starts to bite. And, you know, I was out there yesterday on some fun looking around and we came across a couple really good spots of tuna out there. One little small spot of yellowfin, and a couple really big spots of that bluefin, but the stuff's racy, and we had one shot at it, and we didn't really connect on it proper. But the stuff's out there, and it's definitely within striking range for us. So certainly have lots of fronts to keep tabs on this next coming week. But, man, that bass fishing is just perfect for us. Hundreds, 800 bass released just yesterday. So, and that's, you know, just really good fishing for, you know, our clientele. Certainly we get a lot of first-timers and kids. So it's just been it was a really good week for us. So you guys want to hop on a trip? Definitely recommend making a reservation this time of year. It's almost a must. So call the office there. The number is 949-496-5794. And certainly, guys, take advantage of that Let's Talk Hookup discount. The Dana Wharf banner ad right on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website. You can click on that, give you a little discount code, and you can save 25% on one of these local trips.
Save some big bucks. And you called it, man. Last Sunday you said it's going to start going off, and it did, didn't it?
Yeah, the water just, the whole key for us is just the water just wasn't there, and it finally got into that good, you know, low 70s, and it cleaned up in the right areas, and conditions lined up, and it went off, so good to see.
Yeah, indeed. All right, Kent Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, talk to you next week.
All right, guys, have a great show. Thanks,
yeah, Woolley. Happy
4th. Stay 4th.
All right,
yeah, thank
you,
you.
All right, appreciate that very much. Look who's on, our good buddy Scott Sherman. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, happy 4th, guys.
Happy 4th.
Hey, finally got it. I think I got my last trip on the kayak out of the way yesterday. Went down and fished the bay a little bit, did some over-the-line practice, and the boat is ready and should be delivered here middle of next week. And if everything goes right, we'll be getting it wet towards the latter part.
Wow, cool, man.
Nice.
Right,
so
on,
your
Scott.
New Parker from West Coast Marine?
Yeah, Kevin, I tell you, Kevin up there has just done an amazing job. It was, you know, everything was right on time when he said, even with my changing the motor and those kind of things, but this boat is going to be dialed in as soon as I hit the water.
Wow, that is so cool, man. Congratulations.
Pretty exciting. You know, Kevin at West Coast is a no-nonsense, straight shooter. You get the honest deal. You get any delivers.
He's awesome.
Which is amazing.
I know that your deal, I'm sure, was just like ours, Sherm, that every step of the way, here's a photo of your boat getting loaded on the trailer in Carolina. Here's when it's going to be here. Here's this, here's that. You guys want to do this or you want to do that? Boom. Just everything happened so smooth. I just, our purchase from West Coast just couldn't have gone any easier.
So
I tell you, we were down at Fiesta Island yesterday, you know, practicing for the over the line tournament. And just like you said, Rick, I was getting text pictures from them, you know, boat's ready, paint's done, when do you want to get it splashed? And I tell you what, this thing is looking very, very nice.
Oh, that's exciting. So wait a minute. So are you going to have a Fifth Avenue Insurance OTL team, or is this a city councilman OTL team?
It's a city council thing. Myself, council member Kate, and council member Kersey put together a quick little team, and we're going to see if we can't get out there. It's been about 30 years since I used to play it, but we practiced yesterday, and, you know, the swing doesn't go away. You can still place the ball where you want.
Do you have a different team name than you did 30 years ago?
Amen, brother.
You got to be a little more politically correct, right?
Yeah. This go-around, we're going to call ourselves the Bald and the Beautiful.
And the Beautiful. Okay, very good. Well, that's a good one. All right. Well, Scott, congratulations on your new Parker boat from West Coast Marine, and we'll be looking to hear the fish tales when you start catching some big fish on it.
Well, I tell you, Kevin rigged me up with that new Evo 2, so I'm going to have you on the boat, Pete, so you can give me a quick tutorial on how that thing works.
Yeah, it's so easy.
Oh,
you know, that
sweet.
Simrad Evo 2 is just like push-button ease. Basically, it's easier to operate than your phone.
Seriously.
It's
great. You'll be so stoked about it. We same deal. I hadn't used Simrad previous to our new Parker, and it is just... It's brainless. I mean, you just push button what you want, and it's there. It's so cool. You'll be so stoked.
So did you put a Simrad autopilot on it too, Scott?
Yeah, Simrad autopilot. It's got a 64, 64-gallon blue water tank, half tower. It's got 15 rod holders on it. This thing's all dialed in.
Oh, wait, and the twin 200 inline four Yamaha outboards, you're going to be like a rocket ship.
Well, that's what the grandkids keep telling me they want out of it. So.
There you go.
That's cool, Sherm.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations, Sherm. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Well,
happy fourth, everybody.
You too, Scott. Let's continue on with our catchboard. Hit the surf. We're going surf fishing with the man, our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What up, Gundy?
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
We're doing great. Good morning.
He's playing softball, huh?
It's not softball, it's OTL.
Oh, that's right.
This is a religion down here in San Diego.
It's a big deal.
I played for, 17 years back in the old days and in the tournament, and it was something we look forward to every summer.
That's a big deal. It's as good of a party as there is.
Yes, it is.
Hey, we got some good fishing here. There's almost any species you want to go for up and down the coast, and it's just that time of year where everything's coming together. We'll start all the way up north there in Santa Barbara. Hook, line, sinker reported another good week of halibut fishing. New batch of fish showed along Goleta Beach, the pier, east of the pier, the harbor mouth. This is the best halibut fishing on the coast here. East Beach Graveyards has been the good area, and that continues to be good. Shop said about 4-to-1 ratio, catch 4 fish. One of them will be illegal, and that's pretty darn good. Smelt pattern, flash minnows, swim baits is the best bet there. Wiley's reported, this is kind of curious for this time of year, but a batch of big perch, 2-pound, 9-ounce, was taken up there north of Zoom on a mussel. Another 2.5-pound fish was taken on a mussel off Big Rock, so some bigger fish in the mix there. The best Corbina fishing has been off South Bay, that Torrance stretch all the way to El Segundo. Anglers reporting fast action on 2-to-4-pound fish. Mussel and lugworms working best. We've seen a lot of sand crabs, but they're just small, so guys are going to other baits here. Big fish reported outstanding catch and release fishing for spotted bay bass. Huntington Harbor, Alaminos Bay, L.A. Harbor, all holding lots of chunky bass. And I get many reports about this. Some of the best bay bass fishing in years. 4-inch trout pattern, big hammers was the hot bait there. And like I said, this spring, some really good fishing. Hogan's reported good spot fin bite off Doheny in and around the harbor. Lugworms producing mussels up to 5 pounds on the spot fin. And then Pacific Coast wrapped up their June spot fin derby with a 6-pound, 3-ounce fish this week. Knocked off a 6-pound even fish to take the winning prize, which was a nice Phoenix rod there. So, gosh, that's quality spot fin. And that just shows you some of the quality fish on the beach right now. July, the Pacific Coast holding the Kids Derby. I guess kids 15 and under can register and fish the surf in a little derby. It's kind of a cool deal, but very good fishing, nice mixed bag. Almost anything you want to go for, it's out there.
Yeah, it's summer, and it's time to go catch some Corbina and all kinds of good stuff in the surf, right?
Yeah, that's one thing, the Corbina, Pete, just haven't kicked into action yet, We've got little spurts of it, but I think it's more about consistency with the swell and things like that. So look for that to straighten out, too.
Yeah. All right, we're ready for it. Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire, thanks for that. Happy 4th. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yep, safe and sane, guys. Have a good week.
Later,
right,
Gundy.
You too. All right, let's jump back in those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
All right, you got it. Let's jump. We got a first-time callers on the line right now. We always say first-time callers go right to the front of the line, and that's the case with RJ calling us from Cerritos this morning. RJ, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, RJ.
Hello?
So, RJ, being a first-time caller, you'll just want to know that you always want to turn your radio down once you get on to hold, so that way you can hear us instead of seconds later.
Let's try this one more time. Hi, RJ. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I had a question regarding Rancho Llanero.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
I heard that John Ireland is an avid diver. I'm starting to get into free diving, and I'd like to know the difficulty level of the reef there at the ranch.
Well, there's a triple reef right in front of the ranch there, and it goes anywhere from 5 feet to as deep as you want to go out front there. Very, very simple place to free dive. There's some big fish on that reef a lot of times. John doesn't really like you to shoot them necessarily because they're kind of like the local pets there at Rancho Llanero. But that being said, there's nothing, no law against shooting them right there. the other thing, too, there's lots of different sites that you can both free and scuba, one of them being the park, too. I've been fortunate to scuba dive a bunch of times down at Pulmo Park, and that would be an amazing place to free dive. You can't take a spear gun, of course, because it's look only, but you'll see fish that'll boggle your mind, big as you, down there.
So rad.
And the free diving at the park will be anywhere from, say, 20 feet to 60 feet, something like that. But if you get a good day and the water's super clear, you'll see a lot of different things there. So, yeah, they can set you up on dive excursions. There's the Pulmo Park has dive outfits down there that I'm sure cater to both scuba as well as free diving. But if you just take your free diving gear and you go right out in front of the ranch there, you'll see a lot, no doubt about it. And the other thing, too, is, you know, if you're out on a ponga fishing, you jump in the water there and some of those schools of fish, you know, that might be a good opportunity to shoot a Dorado or a tuna or even a Wahoo as you're free diving offshore there. So give it a try, RJ. You'll have a good time. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away. More of your phone calls. It's been a very busy morning. We got another hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. We're going to be having some fun. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the 2016 All-Star Game. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I've had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
One of my favorite things about fishing, in addition to hooking up a nice yellowfin, is a chance to meet great people. And when I run into someone that served our country or a local hero that has served our community, I make it a point to say thank you. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealer would like to show their gratitude by offering all first responders, active military personnel, veterans, and retirees a special appreciation bonus on top of current offers available on a new Ford car, truck, or SUV. It's your Ford dealer's way of saying thank you. Thank you to all first responders and military personnel for your service to us all. When duty calls, when disaster strikes, when others are in need, they go first, and they deserve to be recognized. To learn more about this special appreciation bonus, go to FordHonorsTheHeroes.com. That's FordHonorsTheHeroes.com. Or simply stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.